Hello.
Yes, thank you for calling customer service, Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to see. I had a $29.99 charge card. What is this for?
What's your zip code, ma'am?
30122.
What's your name?
Donna Kirkland,
Ms. Kirkland, will you verify your address for me, please?
2027 Chestnut Log Drive, Lithia Springs, Georgia, 30122.
Okay, say that state again. Say the address again.
30, I'm sorry, 2027 Lithia, I'm sorry, Chestnut Log Drive, Lithia Springs, Georgia.
No, that's not what I have.
Do you have 7225 Myrtle Lane?
Well, I have the 2027 Chestnut Log Drive, but I don't know, where does a Florida state come in at 30134?
I don't know, because I used to live at 30134 in Douglasville, but I don't know where Florida came from.
Verify your email for me, ma'am.
DIVA6730 at Gmail.
Okay, I don't know. That's not what that is. What's your phone number?
404-551-8521. I have two phones, though.
So the phone number checks out, the email does not, and the address does not.
The email is which email you have?
D4?
Yeah, I have that. That's one of my emails too.
Well, may I have that one, please?
D4D27 at yahoo.com.
Okay, how may I help you, ma'am?
I'm trying to see what this $29.99 charge is.
Okay, and another thing, do I need to correct this address because it has Atlanta, Florida?
Yeah, you need to correct it. It's Lithia Springs, Georgia.
It has 2027 Chestnut Log Drive and Atlanta, Florida 30134. Okay,
That's
I'll.
not true.
So what? Well, the $29.95. Well, I don't even see the $29.95. I see. I see what it is now. So what? Back in February 21st, you agreed to pay the shipping and handling to receive a foot massager. Okay.
Yeah, but it was supposed to been like not that.
Okay. Let me assist. Let me finish. $7.95 is what you agreed to pay for shipping and handling foot massage. It was shipped out on 3/2. Okay, that also came with a smart health planner that you had a trial period for. That was $0. However, if you did not cancel within the whatever the trial period was, in this case, it seemed like it was 48 hours, they automatically enroll you into the discount store, which the $56.95 is the price of the discount store each month. But your card declined. That was on 2/24. On 2/25, the card declined again. And 2/26, it declined again. So what they did, they was going to do a smaller amount, 3/8. They did $39.99, card declined. And on March 9th, which was yesterday, they did the $29.95 and it was approved.
Okay, I don't want to be in no clan or club. This is supposed to be free, like just do a survey or something like that. But I don't want to be in that, and I need a refund and cancel whatever it is.
Well, I can cancel the account going forward, ma'am. The charge is valid based on the fact when you put your account number in and the terms and conditions. When it states that in the terms and conditions, when you accept that, either you accept it or you say going forward, I don't want to be a member. If they don't hear from you in that 48-hour time frame that was mentioned in the terms and agreement, they automatically enroll you into the club. I can't cancel it going forward.
Well, this thing don't work no way. I got it today and it barely works. Like
that's not the argument for me, ma'am, right now. That was a no charge for that. If you paid the shipping and handling, you needed to call back in 48 hours to say that you didn't want to become a member. I don't send the products out. I don't have the products here. I don't have any of that. It's just a matter of whether you want to stay a member or not stay a member. If you did not want it to stay a member, continue being a member with them. It should have been done within a 48 time window, and that was mentioned in the terms and conditions. If it goes outside of that, then they automatically enroll you into the discount store, which you can stay with for $29 because you only paid, it should have been $56.95. So you only paid $26 for it. Going forward, the next month will be the full payment, which is the $56. So
the next month won't be anything because I don't want to be in it. So.
Yes, ma'am. I can cancel that for you right here. Hold, please. Let's see here. Ain't got something right with ma'am, so I can't give you a cancellation number.
Yeah. Okay.
One moment, please, while I notate your account. Okay. The cancellation number, ma'am, is, hold on. Cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 25908-8842.
Wait a minute. Can you tell me that again? I'm sorry.
It's in Charlie 25908-8842.
Okay.
And I have the correct address on this one. It's just, I think one of the client ones had a wrong address on it. That could have been why I did decline because the address was not correct. Because you know how you put your billing and your card number, it has to match up to the zip code and stuff. So, but at any rate, your account is canceled going forward. You won't receive any more charges.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You have a wonderful night. Thanks for calling customer service.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.